So download here on 720 WGN. So let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. We're really doubling down on racism as a focal point of politics these days. Of course, President Trump told us he's the least racist person the press has ever interviewed. And now Governor Rauner is being condemned for not calling Trump and KKK Grand Wizard David Duke racists on a radio interview. First off, what was the question? Is David Duke a racist? Governor Rauner, your thoughts? Why are you asking the governor of Illinois that question? And why isn't the answer the KKK guy? Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's a racist, and he's okay with me saying that, right? I mean, I get it. Keep all your voting options open, Governor, but it seems a bit too PC to not call it out. The governor's office came out with a nicely coiffed statement condemning David Duke afterwards, but okay. All right. On the other side of the aisle, the three top gubernatorial candidates all admitted to smoking pot in their past. Again, what was the question? Wow, David Duke, marijuana confessions, trickle-down economics. We just can't get away from the 80s, can we? What's next? Bill Cosby's going to get another sitcom? Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. A judge ordered the state of Illinois to expand the categories of ailments that would be eligible for medical marijuana. God, you know what? This story makes me so anxious. Doesn't it make you anxious, Pete? I'm anxious. I feel like I have anxiety. I need to go to the doctor's office behind the dispensary and see what can be done about this. Also, I have phantom hair pain. Yeah, I don't know if that's one of the categories, but phantom hair pain. There was a Judiciary Committee today to talk immigration and plans for the wall. I'm more of a Dark Side of the Moon guy, but whatever. So this was supposed to be a serious meeting about serious issues and devolved into a meeting about who heard what, when, and how they can't recall. Government has turned into the high school principal trying to get to the bottom of who swore at the driver from the back of the bus. No one leaves till we find out who said it. It's like the Breakfast Club. Who shut that door? No. So? One more, Bender. Stop. Yeah, that was me doing Breakfast Club theater. Director of Homeland Security was in that immigration meeting that touched off this naughty language firestorm. And she says she didn't hear the words in question, but the president did use tough language. Tough language? That's what we're calling it now? If maybe the senator from Illinois heard the president wrong, I'll give him that. But the tone still implies that this wasn't tough, probably more rough, right? I know we're splitting consonants here, but I mean, they do mean two different things, right? Rough and tough? I don't know. And what was the response from the White House? Well, they say since there's no movement on immigration, they're just going to ask their Supreme Court to allow them to kill DACA, which could lead to deportations for kids born in America to undocumented immigrants. Which would be a really crappy move by the American government, since DACA required kids to come forward and sign up for those protections. So now the government has their names and locations. You can't get more evil than that, right? I know there are people very gung-ho on cracking down on immigration. I understand that. But even you could see how the government double-crossing on DACA is lame as all get out, right? No? We're staying partisan on this one? No? That's pretty evil. Even by evil standards. Speaking of evil, Steve Bannon was subpoenaed. Yeah, you know what? Pass. I don't care about that dude. Quick update on the president's scandal over allegedly giving hush money to a porn star to cover up an extramarital affair. The update is that it's still not a scandal. How about that? You know, all that means is that the country is really tired. Yeah. Hey, Chicago, here's some news, some positive news. Tourism hit 55 million visitors in 2017. That is a brand new record. And all the tourists went home and were like, man, that Nutella store was amazing. Chocolate that you spread? Chicago's great. They make chocolate that spreads. In weather, more winter. Going to be mid-40s this weekend, though, so tough it out. Actually, it's negative 88 degrees in some parts of Russia today. Negative 88. Yeah. What do you do? I mean, that double the gloves? You got wool socks? Two wool socks? I don't even know what you do at that point. I feel like they probably got a a ratio thing. It's like 9 pairs of wool socks. In sports, after yesterday's win, the Bulls have now won 3 in a row. They're starting to click at the right time, and even though they're 10 games under 500, the team is only 6 games out for the 8th spot in the East. Now, usually, you'd say, only 6 games. You, sir, are an idiot. But this team started 3-17, remember that? And since that awful start, thanks, Bobby Portis, the team has gone 14-10, which is respectable. And that's not bad. Think about it. There's not a bona fide all-star on this team. Tomorrow, Golden State comes to the UC. Let's truly see where the young Bulls are right now. Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night. In college basketball, the Illini got a 4-point play with less than 10 seconds last night. It looked like they were going to upset Nebraska, till Nebraska easily strided down the court and hit a 3 to win it. The Illini are 0-6 in the Big Ten. Yikes. Northwestern plays tomorrow night against number 22, Ohio State. They got blown out at Indiana over the weekend and find themselves needing a winning streak just to get to the bubble. Come on, guys. Let's start now. Can you believe it's less than a month till pitchers and catchers report to spring training? The Cubs convention's already come and gone. And no Jake Arrieta. Missed a nice drama moment to introduce him, but no go. The only thing I learned from the convention is that Sammy Sosa has to fess up of being all roided up before he can come back, and that Chili Davis is still the best name in 80s baseball. Back to Sosa. Seriously, the Cubs management is going to get all holier than thou and force a player to admit he was once on the juice before he can come back and sit in the suites and eat free hot dogs? That has to sting. God, I hope that Sosa wasn't juicing, you know? And that he's exonerated, and then the Ricketts have to apologize themselves. That would be better. I still don't get how the Cubs are somehow off the hook in this whole equation. I remember going to those Cub games, and they seem to really like selling those Sosa jerseys. I'm not sure how much Sosa got a cut. So they can make money off of him, but now they forgot about that? That's a hot take. It's a 20-year-old hot take, but I'm really getting good at this hot take stuff. Warm take with Justin Kaufman. This weekend, football, the Jags versus the Patriots, Brady, Belichick, Bortles, Foles, Keenum. I'm up. What happened? Is it the NBA All-Star game yet? The Bears are getting nasty grades, dare I say, failing for their 2017 free agent class. Mike Glennon, Marcus Wheaton, Marcus Cooper. Oof. Glennon was one of the worst QBs in the NFL. Wheaton caught 3 balls all year long, and Marcus Cooper dropped the ball short of the end zone after running back a blocked field goal. Wow, that's bad. Bad enough for a GM to get a contract extension, apparently. So there you go. And finally, a group in California is lobbying to create a 51st state called New California. This would be all of the western, eastern, more rural parts of the state, leaving the more urban coastline areas alone. They want to start a new state because the old state is ungovernable due to high taxes, corruption, and monoparty politics. It just goes to show you, Illinois, even in paradise, people want to move to Indiana. Although I wonder who gets to keep the raisins. Something to think about. That's the carry out for January 16, 2018. We're working hard to make sure we have enough hot cocoa available for all you shovelers out there. So I'll be blunt. Our hot chocolate is less hot chocolate, more hot dusted water. All right, coming up, the download on Chicago Business. Talk about reimagining the HR department. How they can help market and publicize the right hire. That's what we're talking about coming up here on the download on Chicago Business. So stay with us.